Can you talk a little bit about what this new exhibit is all about?
Life in the White House is exploring the Harrisons' time at the White House and more from that private family aspect of things. So, you know, they're the public events, the dinners and balls and galas that are going on, but also the Harrisons have several members of their family that are living in the White House with them, including three of their very young grandchildren. So you have those wonderful stories with the grandchildren there and different things that they're doing with them that have not all been shared before because we have some additional information that came recently to our collection.
You have hundreds of new letters, I understand, as part of the exhibit. What does that tell us just sort of about, you know, the daily life in this time period, the late 1800s and the beginnings, you know, of modern presidency?
Well, I think that it's interesting because you see that maybe things have not changed so much. There's still those family dynamics and the things that are going on, the planning. It makes them more personable. They're more relatable. And actually, the Harrisons had a little bit more, I'll say, freedom at that time than maybe the presidents do today. Caroline is still going out shopping, you know, without the Secret Service. But you're seeing those day-to-day activities, and she's helping plan things. She might be, you know, helping planning a menu. She's helping doing the table decorations. She had a very artistic side to her as well, so she's very involved in all of those activities at the White House.
Talk a little bit about, you know, these letters were acquired because of long relationships with descendants of the family and the importance of maintaining those relationships.
Yeah. So, you know, Benjamin Harrison had three children that lived to adulthood, and all three of those children have two children each, a boy and a girl. And all of those families, we have maintained relationships with all of those branches of the family. And this particular collection that came more recently to us in the fall of 2022 was from the McKee side of the family. So you have the daughter, Mary Harrison McKee, and her children. Her daughter, Mary Lodge McKee, is the descendants are from that particular side of the family. And as families do, that you keep mementos. That particular branch of the family did still have this collection of letters. They had some artifacts as well, some of Caroline Harrison's watercolors and china painting, additional photographs also, that as they were looking through these items centuries later, decided that those should also come to our collection here at the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site. It's wonderful to have all of these items that have been added to our collection that now we can share. They have never been seen by the public before.
It's obviously a very different time in history, but there are parallels. There are connections to, you know, what we're experiencing now. What do you think is important about, you know, keeping these connections with past presidents?
It's interesting to see those parallels. But Harrison did a lot of things in his presidency that are rather quietly and purposely done. So you don't always remember those things. So I think it's very important to look back. The Pan-American Congress started under Benjamin Harrison's presidency. He actually set aside forest and park reserves and started all of that. So the second, third, and fourth national parks, which the national parks come about later. Looking at all of these topics that are still important, yes, they change, but there are always different things with conservation, with, you know, tariffs and trade, that they change through the years, but there is that constant thread, I'll say, through there. And, you know, like with the Pan-American Congress, he has that thread of connection to the South and Central America that we still have today in our trade and commerce as well.
Thank you so much for coming in today and talking a little bit about the new exhibit.